Desiderato Impact Ventures operated ProgCap is en route to building a full-stack digital platform for last-mile retailers, even as businesses, both big and small, rethink their future in a post-pandemic world. On Monday, the company, which focuses on retailer financing in India and SQS micro and small businesses, announced that it has raised $25 million, $185 crore, in a Series B funding round led by global alternative investments firm Tiger Global Management and returning investor Sequoia Capital India and NBSP. The fresh capital will go into enhancing its services and expanding presence across existing geographies. The firm will also use the capital to scale up the team, strengthen technology and diversify into new product offerings, according to a statement. And NBSP. New Delhi-based ProgCap was set up in 2017 by Pallavi Srivastava and Himanshu Chandra. It aims to be a full-stack retailer-focused digital bank which enables capital flow across the supply chain to underserved retailers. And NBSP. And NBSP. The company says it provides clients with easily accessible and flexible collateral-free working capital loans through its last-mile retailer finance, LMRF, solution. The financing is provided to retailers in Tier 2, Tier 3 and Tier 4 locations. And NBSP. The fintech startup claims it has scaled to 3 lakh retailers across 50 corporates and dispersed over 1,500 crore of loans on its platform. And NBSP. The New Delhi-based startup collected 10 crore, about $1.37 million, in a debt funding round led by Stride Ventures in February. And NBSP. Sequoia led a $5 million, about 36.4 crore at the time, series a round of funding into ProgCap in July 2019. Others who participated in that exercise included Sibyl Chairman MV Nair, FreeCharge co-founder Sandeep Tandon and Grow Ventures Fund. In April 2019, it raised $1 million, about 7.2 crore at the time, in a round led by Grow Ventures. And NBSP. Tiger Global has increased its India bets and has led or participated in deals worth $2.77 billion since January, $1.23 billion of which has led to the creation of unicorns. So far, the investor has made 20 bets this year in India, which is equivalent to what it did in 2020.